We always move, start our service by lighting the Christ candle as a powerful symbol of God's presence with us today and every day. And I know we have a volunteer for us today who would like to do that and read the word. Come on, Russ, come on over. And Cassie, you guys are going to be lighting the Christ candle. Excellent. Russ, can you read the prayer in here?
This one?
That's the one, yeah.
As people of faith who believe in and follow the teachings of Jesus, we light this candle to remind us that God cares for us like a mother does, no matter who we are.
Good. Amen. Thank you, guys. And join me in the responsive call to worship as it is on the screen. Mothers come in many different forms, and today we will celebrate them all. Thank you, God, for mothers. Everyone here is a daughter or a son. Thank you, God, for my mother, for those women who are no longer with us and whom we miss dearly. Thank you, God, for the mothers of the past, for every woman who is working day and night to raise her children right now. Thank you, God, for the mothers of today, for all the women who are expecting but aren't quite mothers yet. Thank you, God, for the soon-to-be mothers, for the women who took in others' children through adoption and foster care. Thank you, God, for mothers with hearts so big, for those women who have lost a child and must carry on. Thank you, God, for mothers who are strong, for all the women who very much wanted to have children of their own, but chose instead to be a mother to others all around them. Thank you, God, for mothers in spirit. We thank you, God, for women who have shaped our lives in so many ways. May we honor all these mothers in all we do. May we see a little bit of you in them. May we see them in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Wendy will be reading our scripture readings this morning. The first one from Isaiah is in a time when Israel was in exile, and they thought that God had forgotten about them. They felt abandoned. They felt alone. And Isaiah says, no, God is there. God will care for you like a mother cares for her children.
The reading is from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 12 and 13. This is what the Lord says, I will give Jerusalem a river of peace and prosperity. The wealth of the nations will flow to her. Her children will be nursed at her breasts, carried in her arms, and held on her lap. I will comfort you there in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child. This is the witness of the Hebrew people. And from Mark chapter 10, verses 1 and 13 to 16. Then Jesus left Capernaum and went down to the region of Judea and into the area east of the Jordan River. Once again, crowds gathered around him, and as usual, he was teaching them. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples, and he said to them, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. This is the witness of the Apostle Mark.
Thanks be to God. So for our time with children, I'd like to invite the children that are here to come forward. Okay, let's sit in the middle here. Can I squeeze in? Okay. All right. Now, let's imagine we are going on a day trip. Let's go to a park with all kinds of fun stuff to do. Now, of course, you just don't go there just for the whole day without being prepared. So our mom gave us this bag here with all kinds of stuff that we'll be needing for that day. So who wants to take out the first thing that's in here to see what we need for the day? Okay, you pick one. Okay. What is that? It's a book. Okay. Now, that comes in handy whenever we're bored or maybe in the car on the way to the park, on the way back. So that's smart. So we'll have something to read. That's good. That's a Dr. Seuss book. Who wants to take the next thing up? Ross, you? Okay, you? Okay, pick something. Okay, what's that? It's Band-Aid. Oh, that's very smart, too. That comes in really handy if some of us falls and scrape their knees, so we have Band-Aid to put on our knees or on our elbows. Okay, Ross, you take the next one. What's that? It's an umbrella. Okay, just in case it rains, because we have a lot of rain. We can have a lot of rain in the month of May. So that's really smart of Mom too to give us an umbrella. And what's the? There's one more thing I see. Cassie, would you like to take it out? Okay, what's that? A hat. That comes in handy just in case if it's really sunny. So you can put the hat on your hat and keep the sun out of your eyes. Oh, I see one last thing. What's to take that out? It's way at the bottom. Can you reach it? Yeah, I think you got it. Yeah, good. Ooh, yummy cookies. Something to munch on when we get hungry. Wow, yay. Yeah, that makes your day, doesn't it? Let's grab a cookie. Okay, you can pass it along. Okay. Grab a cookie, give it to the others. Now this mom, whoever the mom was who gave this to us, was really smart. You can tell that she wants us to be safe, and the mom wants us to be well fed, and she wants us to never be bored, and she wants to be protected from the rain, from the sun. So that's a really good mom, whoever put this all together. Maybe if you listen to the Bible stories that Wendy just read for us, there was a long time ago, there were a few moms who took their children to see Jesus because they knew that it would be good for the children to see Jesus and talk to them. They knew the best thing for their children. But what happened? What happened when they brought the children to Jesus? Yeah?
Somebody stopped them?
Somebody stopped them. Yeah, Jesus' own friends said, no, 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 only grown-ups are welcome here, not the children. How would you have felt if that happened? You go somewhere to see somebody, and they chase you away. Yeah, Cassie?
Sad.
Sad, really sad. But what did Jesus say?
Let them
come to me. Children are welcome. You guys, you don't get it. I'm not here just for the grown-ups. I'm here for children, too, especially for children. And then in the other story, we heard how God cares about us like a mother cares for her children. So whenever we feel sad, and it's not just when people stop us from going anywhere, we can feel sad for other things. You just remember that God is there with us, caring for us and caring about us like a mother cares about you. Okay? Now there's one more thing I would like to give you. Let's see, it's over here. See, can you see what it is? Drawing of a bag, but the bag is empty. And on the handle it says, a bag of thanks. And on top it says, thank you, Mom, for. Now, what I would like you to do is, if you feel like it, if you want, you can draw in here all the things you would like to say thank you for to your mother. And then at the end of the service, we'll show it and we'll give it to your mom. And draw it in here and put your name at the bottom if you want it, and then we'll give it to your mom. There you go. There you go. Okay, there you go, and that's yours. Great, go ahead. All through time and space, we humans have had this need to nurture. We've had this urge to care for people. And it's not just us here right now. It's not our culture. It's not our time. But in fact, all cultures, all over time, ever since we humans walked this globe, this world, we wanted to care for others. And this impulse is to care for others is not just human. It's also divine. It's also godlike. If we think of how God is described in the Bible consistently, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, God is described consistently as caring, as compassionate. And the Hebrew word for compassionate is racham. Now, you don't have to remember that word, but racham has two meanings. It means compassionate, but that same word also means womb. Now, that's interesting. God as compassionate and God as womb-like. That's a very powerful, very feminine image for God. Now, most of us here are very comfortable with male imagery for God. God the Father, God the Lawgiver, God the Judge, God the Warrior. But feminine images for God, that can make us feel a little bit uncomfortable. We're not really used to that idea. And that reminds me of a wonderful line in the book of Job. You know that what happened in the book of Job, of course, we're getting to that point where Job is, his whole life is in ruins. In fact, Job accuses God of messing everything up. Not just his life, but everything, he says. God, you mess up everything. And God points out from this big whirlwind, God points out to Job the complexity and the creativity that is all around him in creation. And in fact, at some point, God says, who do you think made all this? And a few lines later, God says, from whose womb do you think all this came? Who do you think gave birth to this entire creation? And of course, God gives Job the answer and says, I did. I gave birth to creation. A God who gives birth. We have to keep in mind that Job is not written as a scientific or a historical document. If you go to the original text, you'll see that it's a beautifully written poem. Most scholars agree that it's the most beautiful poem in all of the Bible. So we shouldn't take what is happening in Job, we shouldn't take it literally. But it does offer us some beautiful imagery for God. It helps us, those images help us to describe the indescribable. God. And it gives us an image of a God as a mother. In fact, Jesus, at some point in the New Testament, compares God as spirit. Spirit. And of course, a spirit is not physical. It doesn't have a male body or a female body. It doesn't have a shape. Spirit is beyond male and female. Jesus offers us an idea around God that is not just male or female or both, but more than that. You could say, if God is spirit, it transcends, it goes beyond our limiting images of God as a man or a woman. It's much more than that. It includes men and women, but it's at the same time, it's much more than that. In Genesis, a poem that tells us the story of how creation is being formed by God. And God creates women, and God creates men. And he creates them how? In God's own image. So there's this dimension about God, as there's a male dimension to God. But there's also, just as big, a female dimension to God. Two images of God, male and female, that both reflect what God is all about. Now that's something we tend to forget. We are very comfortable thinking about God as a he, as a man, as a father. But through the Bible, if you listen closely, if you read closely, if you see how God acts, there's also this other 100%, the feminine, the female part of God. And we should always remember, try and remember that God is not just an old guy in the sky. God is spirit, who is both female and male, and more than that. And what better day to reconnect to that image and remind us of that female part of God. Mothering Day, Mother's Day. Amen. The service has ended. The world and Mother's Day, and Mother's Day's lunches and brunches are waiting. Go into that world knowing that God, who gave birth to all creation, bless us. May God, who became flesh through an earthly mother, bless us. May God, who broods as a mother broods over her children, bless us. May God's love guide us and sustain us today and every day and all our tomorrows, and give us peace.